Hey guys, before we get into this week's announcements, I'm just going to throw an extra one up here, and I hope you'll forgive me because it's important. I want to talk to you about a Marine named Sergeant Simon R. Lakey. And Sergeant Lakey served with Echo Company, 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines. He served bravely. Amongst his peers, he was recognized as being one of the best. And these are some of his words. He said, "Remember this, there is nothing in nature that respects weakness. Stay strong. Hard times are here and more are coming." And though Sergeant Lakey served honorably, he served with bravery and with distinction. Many people didn't know that Sergeant Lakey was fighting his own battles. And on a day in the year 2015, long after he fired his last shot, he took his own life. And I don't talk much about suicide here on this podcast because this podcast is about life. But I want to tell you about an organization that is helping veterans to truly live, and that's Save the Brave. They're an awesome organization. I had one of the founders and one of the board members on last week, Nick Velez. He is the founder of Save the Brave. He's also the owner of Bastards Canteen. And Major Scott Using, who is the author of Echo and Ramadi, and who detailed his Marines' actions in the Battle of Ramadi in 2006. They're hosting a golf tournament. It's going to be on Friday, October 4th, 2019, in Temecula, California, at the Temecula Creek Inn. Now, I don't play golf. I probably am awful at golf, but I'm going to be there and I'm going to be playing. So if you guys are interested in this, you can get tickets or you can send your support. It's up at savethebrave.org/events. That's savethebrave.org/events. And I'll have a link to this up on the show notes. All right. Really important. Again, I'm sorry for the interruption, but let's get into this week's announcements and this week's episode.
This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's a solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I got a really quick one for you today. It's only going to take a few minutes, but what I want to tell you and talk to you about today is burning the ships. Now, this is a concept that I got from one of our recent guests, Mr. Robert Greene. He wrote a bunch of books, The 48 Laws of Power, The Laws of Human Nature, but the book I'm getting this from is called 33 Strategies of War. And what's great about this book is he lays out the strategies of war and applies them to how people actually live their lives. And the concept of burning the ships comes from this idea. A lot of us try to go after more than one big thing in our lives at the same time, right? So we'll have a bunch of different goals and yes, you want different goals for each area of your life, but we'll have a bunch of different professional goals. And we'll try to go after all of them. Maybe you're trying to open up a business. Maybe you're trying to start a career. Maybe you're trying to lose weight, build muscle, do all these different things, right? But the problem is you're trying to do them all at the same time. And one of the reasons why is to give ourselves a fallback, to create a safety net. And the reality is that we do that out of fear a lot of times. We do it because we don't think we're actually going to get to that goal that we want to get to. Now, I'm not telling you to to give up your job and go to Hollywood or to quit your job so that you could start a business that you haven't properly planned for. But what I am telling you is this. Once you've done your initial planning, once you've decided upon a goal, get rid of the safety net, right? Get rid of the safety net. If you've been in your business for a couple of years now and you're not putting 100% effort into it because you've got something else going on, well, if you want to find success, you need to burn the ships. You need to say, you know what? There is not going to be a reason for me to quit. And when I think about this, I think of what was probably the scariest but happiest time of my life. A few years ago, there was a point where I had absolutely no other option except to open up another business. Now, why was that? Well, I had just gone through a divorce. I no longer had a place to live. I had lost my ownership over another business. I didn't have a resume that was going to allow me to get a job that would help me to pay my bills. So I was forced into a situation where I either had to move forward with this business or I wasn't going to have any other option. So that put me into a situation where I was completely focused on what I needed to do to survive. And that's the reason why Warrior Soul, why this podcast, why anything to do with what I'm doing now exists today. That's the reason. If I had a safety net, if I had been able to go out and get, you know, a quick office job, what would have happened? Well, I probably would have taken that job. I probably would have hated my life. And I probably would be nowhere. This podcast would be something that I was always dreaming about, right? Instead, I was forced into a situation where I had to act, right? And if you know my story, you can go check out my about page. I'm very open about where I came from and what I did. And again, my point is this. I'm not telling you to put yourself into a position where your livelihood is in danger. But what I am telling you is this. Stop pussyfooting around your goals. If you know that you want something, go out there and get after it. Be relentless in your pursuit of it. Because that's the only way in a world where living things have been tested since the dawn of time to see if they're fit to live on this earth. In a world where tragedy happens all the time. In a world where bad things happen to good people. The only way that you're going to be able to find success is if you're putting 100% into what you're doing. And you're not living off of fear. You're living off of the desire to make this thing happen. So that's my point for today. I know that it's super high level, like 1,000 feet up in the air. I'm not saying high level like I'm so smart, but like 1,000 feet up in the air. But it's a mental tactic that you can do to put yourself into a better place. And I highly suggest you check out that book, Robert Greene's 33 Strategies of War. I'm going to put the link to it in the show notes for this episode. And that's what I got for today, guys. If you're new to this podcast, my name's Chris Albert, and this is the Warrior Soul Podcast. What I do here is I provide tools, tactics, ideas, strategies, and content that helps the U.S. military veteran community and anybody else willing to listen to push forward to live their absolute best lives. We don't ask for anything in return here. All we ask in exchange for the show is that you spread word about it. Please share these episodes out. And please head over to iTunes and write us a written reading and review. Let us know what you think about the show. We're really trying to grow this movement. We're really trying to put ideas and tools that are going to translate to making this country, this society, a much stronger, better place for our children to grow up in, right? Because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take all of us stepping up to become leaders. I want to say that this podcast would not be possible without the good people over at F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with salt, with pecan butter, with sea salt, with chocolate. They're so good. They also have other fat-fueled snacks like cheese crisps and meat sticks. Awesome stuff. And they're great people. They're sending boxes of this stuff overseas to the troops on the front line to supplement their MREs. If you want 20% off your first order, head over to www.dropanfbomb.com. Use the code WarriorSoul at checkout. Finally, I want to say this. We've got the Warriors Obituary Society kicking off right now. We've got members across 11 time zones, ranging from Hawaii all the way to troops serving in Afghanistan. And what is the Warriors Obituary Society? It's a group that empowers men to live lives worthy of epic obituaries. Really, really awesome project that I've been wanting to do for a while. Wanted to create a community of men that were going to be there to support each other, to push each other, to be their absolute best. Starts with an 8-week development program where you're working on your vision, your goals, your fitness, your finance, your career, your business, your relationships, your spirituality. Once you're through that 8-week development program, you take your seat as a full brother in the society. And from there, you're there being held accountable to those goals you laid out. We're doing live calls each week. We're doing challenges each week. Each month, we're doing hot seat session. We're holding members accountable to their goals. And it's a paid program, but I tried to keep this to a really, really reasonable price. It's not one of those things that you're going to be paying thousands of dollars for. It's literally not that expensive. And we got a great group of individuals in there, ranging from active duty military to veterans to really awesome, highly productive, and like-minded civilians. So if you're interested in this, we're not looking for any but for just anybody. We're looking for men of high value, of high grade, who are looking to do their absolute best. If you're interested in this, just email me over at chris@warriorsoulagogi.com or DM me on Instagram. That's warriorsoulagogi on Instagram. All right. With that, guys, go ahead and have an awesome weekend. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll be back at you next week with some more awesome programming. We got actually Mr. Robert Green. He's going to be on the show on Monday. And then we'll have some more awesome content laid out for you for the rest of the week. Talk to you guys soon.